It was said that there were approximately 17 families which they have made, where they were have to made treaty with by the commissioners at Gwinnett. There were more people there, some of them who have already been paid treaty at their either in Fall Albany or at Robeson. These were not included in this treaty as they were included in other bands. Still, they were given their treaty money also. The commissioner had not expected that to happen. Therefore, they overexpanded the Gwinnett band cash right at the beginning. That's just another additional small bit of information. Page 17. Proceed from 1930. Treaty making at Gwinnett. Some treaty documents say states that there were 85 people at Gwinnett that had been made treaty with Canada. Whatever method or system used by the treaty commissioners is not important in this paper. Repeat, not important. The important thing for today is the original band members of that treaty. The important thing is the first Gwinnett band members. They are the ones that were given 17 square miles of reserve land. Now that we have established that, we can use this to base our important issue to deal with, which involves Gwinnett band members and their children. According to Canada and Ontario government representative in this treaty with the Gwinnett band, in their legal system, an interpretation of this treaty means that Gwinnett Area Band have given up their land and all its resources, etc., and so forth, for exchange to receive annual cash to each family plus other provision like education for their children, and so forth. We have heard these many times. The land reserve. One of the conditions was that and land will be reserved for these 17 families in exchange for giving up the rest of their land and its resources, blah, blah, blah. And they were asked to choose the area where they would think it was the best at that time for reserve. Therefore, they chose it up the river. How far they, however they, or whatever they did, we have not been told. They never asked anyone. We never asked anyone seriously of those who had been present at the time. Therefore, that would be the best place to start. Start what is the next question. Not an easy answer. White man's strict technocracy. Since our young generation love to utilize white man's modern high technology and computers, we can use number language in our modern band custom if we will design. Beginning with the treaty number 9 in 1930 of 17 original Gwinnett. Page 18. Band custom to white men's technocracy. Today the white man's world is changing so rapidly that once government wheel was called bureaucracy, now it is called government's technocracy. Therefore, 60 years have passed since the signing of the treaty number 9 during the 1930, a time the commissioners had promised to the Gwinnett band that the provision mentioned in the treaty from 1930 will last as long as the sunshine, water flow, and grass grow, and blah, blah, blah. The British were experts in making these kinds of treaties. What they usually mean is that as long as you people present here, see sunshine, river flow, and a grass grow, or 99 years, this treaty will last that long. That's what it means. Therefore, 1930 is only 60 years old in that respect. We still have 40 years to hold responsible the Canada government for this treaty. Means we should make the Department of Indians pay for our need. We should not speed it up by making our moves to join the major society in this generation. Rather, we should prepare our next generation to join the major society. We are not ready to live like a white man on our own. we still need white man's expert to show how to maintain and run our new community. Many of our Pionic people are not white man's educated.